Twin Lake Secondary School, TLSS, students have raised almost $3,000 through their annual 24-hour volleyball marathon. Students started playing volleyball and volleyball-related games and activities at 2 p.m. on Wednesday and will complete the fundraiser at 2 p.m. on Thursday. It's an annual school tradition that dates back to 1991 and has helped pay for new basketball backboards, bleachers, and most of the other equipment found in the gym. Andrew Corey, the head of the TLSS Physical Education Program, says 100 students participated in the event this year. "It's incredible," he said. "We can make massive purchases to really better our sports programs and our facilities when we have participation like this." This year, Corey says the school is looking at upgrading its gym scoreboard, but the athletic council will meet at the end of the year to decide what is most in need of an upgrade. "It takes a bunch of like-minded individuals who love sports and athletics to make this happen," he said. "It really brings everyone together, it promotes healthy living, and there is an element of survival to see if you can make it the full 24 hours. Gracie Yackley, a grade 11 student, participated in the 24-hour marathon for the first time this week. The event was scaled down to just a 12-hour event during the pandemic. "I've always looked forward to being able to be a part of it," she said. "I play representative volleyball, beach volleyball, and volleyball here at school as well, so I've enjoyed this celebration of the game." While Yackley says the energy levels were strong overnight, participants were noticeably starting to lose their enthusiasm for the event on Thursday morning. "To make it through the whole time, you have to get a good night's sleep the night before," she said. "It's not so bad to make it through the night, but you really got to try and push through the last 2 to 3 hours in the morning." Yackley was one of the top fundraisers for this year's event, raising over $1,000. "I've always been excited to do this," she said. "I just love volleyball and wanted to go the extra mile to help our school." Rain Kepo, a grade 12 student, plays volleyball with Barry Elites. He says the 24-hour marathon event is a great celebration of the game. "It's an opportunity to get together with everyone to play a sport that we love," he said. "It's been a lot of fun." While Kepo isn't planning on returning to TLSS next year, he is excited to see how the fundraiser improves the athletic programs at the school. "I'm excited for this event to help the next generation of students who are going to come here and play sports for our school," he said. "It's nice to be able to give back." When Kepo looks back on his high school career, he says the volleyball marathon will stick out as one of his fondest memories. Local businesses and organizations also stepped up to help TLSS with its fundraising efforts. Orillia Home Hardware, the City of Orillia, and the Brecon Lions Club are among those who came forward to raise a total of $1,025 in donations.